Now, the leader of the Labour Party, Alan Kelly, has proposed the introduction of special COVID checks for a 5 kilometre stretch south of the border with Northern Ireland, a so-called buffer zone. He suggests that this is needed to stop the rapid spread of the virus in north and indeed south of the border.
We need to ensure that we have some permanent and some temporary checks 5 kilometres inside the border with Northern Ireland as regards people who should not be travelling between jurisdictions because of the limitations that have been put out there.
I have to say, a lot of reaction to Alan Kelly's suggestion, and his proposal has been dismissed as crazy by our next guest, Damien McGinnity of the Border Communities Against Brexit Group. Damien, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
And welcome. We'll hear from another interested group in this in a moment, but why is it a crazy proposal? Does it not make perfect sense?
Well, it would make perfect sense in our mind if there was a policy on this island to suppress COVID the way New Zealand has. We are at a situation on this island where we have almost 5,000 deaths with COVID. New Zealand have 25. Like, just think about that for a moment. There are parishes in this country who have lost 25 people with COVID. And we are sitting as an island with nearly 5,000 deaths. And here we have these proposals whereby somebody wants to control a border and control a population. We don't need to control a population. We need to control this virus.
Yeah, but we don't have this all-island approach, and there's no sign of it being agreed in the near future. And as you say, the virus is spreading. So is it really a situation of controlling the border, controlling the population? Is it not in the best interests of the residents of the north of Ireland and the Republic that we do something like this?
It's in the best interest that we treat the island as one epidemiological unit. From 2001, animals coming onto this island, cows, are tested. And I want to see, and people in the border communities don't want to see, us being created like some kind of a bogeyman in this whole scenario. We are citizens. We are Irish citizens the same as anybody else. Why can we not travel as we need to under the current restrictions? And why is there not political leadership to call out people in the north in positions of responsibility to put in a policy for people coming onto this island are tested?
Right, okay. Is there a sensitivity, apart from the medical issue, the issue of COVID, is there a sensitivity here, do you think, Damien, because it's a border control suggestion? Is that some of where you're coming from on this or not?
There would be a little bit about that, but you know, at the end of the day, we all live on this island. We share this island together. We have an all-island economy. Why can we not treat this disease, an island-wide disease, the same as New Zealand? New Zealand have had 25 COVID deaths. We've had 5,000. Would it not suit our public health officials? And are they not utterly ashamed of their failure in controlling this disease? How can they look people straight in the face? We're looking at rolling lockdowns. More lockdowns to March. Probably more restrictions beyond that. We're looking at new variants. We're not going to be out of this year at this rate. As I said, New Zealand have had 25 people die. We're nearly at 5,000. Where is this death rate going to stop?
Stay with us, Damien. Julian Merciel is online too, and Julian is a member of the Independent Scientific Advocacy Group, ISAG. And you not only support Alan Kelly's call, Julian, but you were one of the groups which proposed this particular idea to him.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe to clear things up a little bit, what Damien is saying, I agree with a lot of what he said. Just so like everybody agrees that North-South cooperation would be the best. Dealing with this as one island would be the best. It's very obvious. I don't even need to explain this, right? It's very obvious. Yeah. The thing that arises now, the obstacle to that, is that to deal with a pandemic, it's very hard to do it all at once, all the same for everybody everywhere in the country. Some places are different than other places. some places have advantages and others have disadvantages in relation to COVID. Therefore, it makes sense to look at space as discrete areas. And it just so happens that one of those areas is the border counties or whatever you want to call it. So they have proximity to Northern Ireland, and you need to do something about that. And it's kind of interesting. We always talk about the north, the border counties. That's fine. But if you ask me where I think that the COVID will go away last, I wouldn't say the border counties. I would say Dublin. So when, let's say, the whole island is zero COVID and Dublin is still infected, we will have to contain the COVID in Dublin. We'll have to call Dublin a red zone and put a buffer zone around it and then try to make sure that the infections in Dublin don't spread over the whole island. So that's what's going to happen, I think. But now we talk about the north and the border because it's more sensitive and all that. So the same principles apply to any area, whether it's Cork, Dublin, or the north, or border county. It doesn't matter. You're infected, you're a red zone. People living there cannot get out of there because they will infect everybody else. And you put a buffer zone around that to have a graduated movement control. And around the buffer zone, you put a sentinel zone. The sentinel zone is an area where you test either through sewage or mobile phones or GP, whatever you have available, to make sure that the infections in the red zone do not spill over. If you don't do that, any infection anywhere on the island will infect the whole island. So there's nothing special about the border or Cork or Dublin. It's just an epidemiological principle that we want to apply.
But Damien is right. It is essentially controlling the border and controlling the lives of the residents who live in border areas, is it not?
Yeah, because if you don't do that, everybody loses their way of living. That's the problem. You see, sometimes I hear, oh, I'm Irish, I can go anywhere, I should go anywhere. I understand that. I'm Canadian myself, and I'm also Irish, by the way, but I'm Canadian. I cannot go back to Canada now. I'm not allowed to do that because they want to prevent people getting COVID inside the country. And that's annoying, but that's fine because there's a collective good that's much bigger than me wanting to go anywhere I like. There's Irish people right now outside Ireland, like they're in Europe somewhere else or wherever. They shouldn't be allowed to come back here like that without a quarantine. Mm. So, yes, there are restrictions, but if you apply those restrictions well, the big reward is that you start living again. You look at, everybody saw the pictures of New Zealand and Australia with the rugby matches, the concerts and everything. That's what the reward is. So if I was asking people to have restrictions and discipline with no rewards, that would be really dumb, right?
Okay.
But now we're asking the sacrifices for a massive reward at the end, and that's why people, I think, the polls yesterday on Clare Byrne showed very well that people are very overwhelmingly favourable to such proposals.
Okay, all right. Well, Damien is one of the listen. So, Damien, how do you respond to that? The reward is that you can start living again if you accept this proposal. How do you respond to that?
Well, I suppose the headline of that sounds good, but I think it's short-termist. I think there will be parts of the country from time to time that will start to live again. But because we don't have adequate controls at our ports and airports, because we do not have quarantine and testing rigorously enough, we will be back with outbreaks and more death in different parts of this country going forward. I have no problem with restrictions and containing this virus. What I have a problem with is an utter lack of political will to deal with it. When Alan Kelly made his comments yesterday, why did Alan Kelly not go further and call on Arlene Foster and leaders in unionism to come with the South and implement a policy that would contain COVID coming onto the island of Ireland? Why was that not done?
I have no idea. And I know one of the difficulties you have is that here we are arguing over control of the border, and you say this points to a failure on behalf of politicians
with
the whole issue.
And public health officials. How could any senior public health official look the public in the eye this far into a pandemic with rolling lockdown, with a death rate on this island of 5,000? New Zealand have had 25 deaths. Their population is 4.7 million. The population on the island of Ireland is touching 7 million. Like, it is not even comparable. Are we almost at a point where some politicians are not saying this, but is it possible that they're happy to live with an acceptable death rate? Like, the policy that has heretofore on the island of Ireland to contain COVID has failed. And it's time people started to realise that.
OK, Julian, you support Alan Kelly. It is not, as Damien said, he'd be interested to know why the situation hasn't been advanced to include the First Minister, Northern Ireland First Minister. Is that the end of it, or do you think this is something the government will seriously consider now, this border buffer zone?
Well, I think they're moving a bit more towards it. But again, I agree with Alan Kelly and I agree with Damien. ISAG and my group, our policy is a two-track policy. You want to get North-South cooperation, but you don't want to have to put all your eggs in that basket, because if it doesn't work or if it's too slow, then you're paying the price. Like Damien said, we're paying the price real time, big time, for the last year. So you have to have a kind of a plan B. Or like Tomas, my colleague, calls it the silver medal, right? So you have to do something on which you have control. Now, will the government move towards some kind of buffer zone? Well, I think like Damien was saying or hinting at, the government has not shown a lot of energy in solving this crisis. Everybody knows that, and that's the problem. The political will is the biggest problem by a long shot. Now they're trying to move very slowly towards some kind of hotel quarantine, and we have all those statements that are really weak. So they're definitely moving there, and they should move there. But will they do that? I don't control that, right? All I can do is present a plan for managing the border and North-South cooperation, that if there is a political will, it's a feasible plan. And that plan that we have presented, I've called so many people around the world, in the guards here in Australia. In Australia, people who advised me for this have been to battle and they have won. So when they say you should really do this and that, that's the best we can have. We're very lucky that some countries have beaten COVID and are available to help us. When I call them, I'm not a government official, they drop everything they're doing. They say, okay, you have a good shot at this. You can influence your government. You call me anytime. I'm there. And they're really good because they've had the experience. They know what hasn't worked and they know what has worked and they know what could work in our situation. So if the government could just pick up the phone and call those people and put the heads of a lot of civil servants and the guards, the HSC together, you have something that's quite feasible, not perfect, but feasible and really worthwhile. I mean, the thing to realize is that this problem is not something that one person can solve. Like, I don't know every locality along the border, right? I mean, nobody can know that all the bus routes, all the commuting patterns and everything. You need to have a team of local communities, local leaders at the national level, at the local level. You get together and you say, look, we have examples. There's two types of countries in the world right now, only two. The ones that have beaten COVID and the ones that are still struggling. The ones that have beaten COVID, they've all done the same thing, all of them. So it's very easy to understand what has to be done. You just copy what they've done and you apply it to an Irish local context.